knows what a Christmas club is.
Oh, isn't that where morons put money in the bank to get 2% interest instead of the normal 5?
Yes. Anyway, I've got one of these Christmas club things and was able to save a pretty penny this year. So, in addition to our annual Christmas feast at Denny's, this year we're getting presents.
This will be the worst Christmas I ever had. I'll wind up home alone, sitting in the dark. That is, unless some friends invite me over.
Poor Marcy. I feel so bad for her.
So, Al, we're really going to get presents.
Yeah, you betcha. I pick up the money tomorrow morning. This is going to be the greatest Bundy Christmas ever.
Make room.
Family, I think we've fallen a tad short of the true meaning of Christmas. It's about love, of family.
I think something's rotten in the state of Denver, Mom.
Don't worry. Even a dullard like your father isn't stupid enough to come home without presents.
I don't like the looks of this, Mom.
Yeah. He does have that just plugged the toilet grin on his face.
I think he's empty.
Let's check it out.
So, Al, I notice you're not burdened down with presents for your loving family. Are they in the car?
Well, no.
Are they being delivered?
No.
Are they invisible?
Well, you guys get to ask the good questions. If for once you let me go first, I would ask if they're being delivered.
Honey.
Okay, Al.
Enough of his loving family crap. What did you do?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Peg. You see, I was coming home with great presents when I was surrounded by a band of bears and Indians.
Daddy, are you okay?
Rest, Kelly.
Nookums. You know, if you really did come home with no presents, we wouldn't mind. Would we, kids?
No, Mom.
I would.
I mean, no, I wouldn't, Mom.
We love our daddy. Right, kids?
Right, Mom.
Yeah. You feel better now, Al?
Yes, I do, Peg.
Then give us our presents.
You do have presents, don't you, Al?
We kissed your hand and called you Daddy.
The bank closed.
Nah, no, you rotten mullet head.
It wasn't my fault. I did everything that I could.
A real Daddy would have held up a liquor store. They're open till 6, you know.
Now, kids, I'm sure your father has a good reason for not taking that money out yesterday. Tell us the reason, Witless.
I wanted to get that extra day of interest.
Oh, that would have been what, about 3 cents, Al?
Hey, that would have been our waitress's tip at Denny's.
Thank you, Father. father for flushing another Christmas, kids.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, just because we don't have presents doesn't mean we can't have Christmas.
Daddy, Christmas without presents is like Thanksgiving without pizza.
Oh, well, I suppose there are a lot of families much worse off than us at Christmas. Of course, they're all living in trees and worshiping sticks. But let's make the best of it. Let's go to Denny's. I have $8. That's enough for three of us to eat.
I guess we'll all have to draw straws. Well, I don't mind doing that. Of course, I don't think I should be the one to have to do it since I do work all year. I am going to buy presents on the 26th. I think, to be fair, I'll have to... Bring me back some pie crust. Let's see how the lights work. That's just great. They hang there all year long, the one lousy time you want them to work. That's a wonderful life. I don't know. Sometimes I think it might have been better if I was never born.
Hey, buddy. You all right?
Well, thanks, buddy. Who are you?
I'm a guardian angel. In fact, I'm looking for an Al Bundy. Do you know an Al Bundy?
I'm Al Bundy.
No! Would you stop playing Nintendo up there for a minute? What the mess have you got me into? What have you done to me?
There, buddy. How about I go get my gun and shoot you with a nice silver bullet? Would you like that, buddy?
Did you have to give me a minute with this, Bundy? I thought I was here to save a human soul. That's all right. Never mind. Hold on. Oh, thanks a lot! You can turn water into wine, but you can't see me with any booze, huh?
Jenny, you're one of my wife's relatives. I've never seen one upright before.
No, much like a neutered dog, you don't get it, Bundy. Read my lips. I'm your guardian angel.
Oh, I see. Hell, I got to apologize. I just thought you were a nut. Well, I'll get my guitar and call Elvis. The three of us will rock in the New Year.
Hey, there's no sleigh ride for me either, Bundy. Usually on Christmas, I'd be over Moses' house. He'd be out by the pool. Wait for the new guy to jump off the board, and then Mo parts the water. That's Christmas, man. Yeah, but I sort of felt them great. They caught me scalping tickets to a Jimi Hendrix concert. Yeah, here I am. But that's enough about me. What's it going to take to convince you that I'm your guardian angel?
Make my Christmas lights work. That's amazing. You are an angel. Hey, I want another wish. Aren't you supposed to get three?
Hey, don't be a wish pig, Bundy, all right? You want the three wishes? Get a genie. Besides, anything that I can't get a receipt for comes out of my own pocket.
Oh, come on. Just give me one more. Turn the lights back off and give me the hee-haw girl.
I'm just sitting around waiting for them to die myself. I know you think you got it tough. Your wife doesn't respect you. Your kids think you're a failure. A good day for you is when you don't come across any new foot diseases. Believe me, I sympathize. But you think your life reeks? Take a whiff of mine, pal. My wife gained 100 pounds for every year we were married. We had two kids, I think. She ate them, I don't know. I hated driving home so much I had vanity plates written up that said, hit me. But despite it all, she loved me. You know how I know? Because she told me! Oh, yeah, when I was at work, she loved my father, my brother, my bookie. But when I found my grandfather's teeth in my bed, under the pillow, then I knew there was trouble in paradise. That's what I did what any other man would do, Bundy. I canceled my insurance and I hung myself. Shoulder, huh?
And you're here to help me, huh?
That I am, my man. See, if I help you, I get my wings. And that means a lot up there, especially with the chicks. If I get my wings, I get to pick up on the girls who died young.
Well, that sounds great for you, but what are you going to do for me? Show me that my life can only get worse? What are you going to do? Give me 2 more wives? 3 more kids? Make me a White Sox fan?
No, Bunny, we're going to take a little trip. Just like you wondered, I'm going to show you what it'd been like if you'd never been born. Let's party.
Peg, it's me and my angel.
She doesn't know you're there, Bundy. Just like when you're having sex.
Wait a second. She's cooking. She told me she was allergic to fire.
Gee, that's weird. I guess after I died, women started lying, huh? Hello, Mother.
Well, you're home a trifle late, dear.
Oh, yes, I know. Regrettable, but necessary. I had to stop on the way home to soundly thrash a bully who was making lewd and suggestive comments to some female school chums. Oh, Mother, when will men realize that the delicate flower of womanhood must be allowed to bloom in freedom?
You're such a fine young man. I knew it would pay to breastfeed you till you were 9. You need any money, dear?
Oh, no. I could never take money from you. You and Father have given me the greatest gift of all, the gift of life.
Would he feel it if I kicked him?
No, but for a little extra cash, I could give him your dog's face.
Would you take an IOU?
Not from him.
Hello, Mama. I'm home from college.
College? She flunked lunch in high school.
Good news. They're publishing my poetry in French.
Oh, Budrick.
You look fabulous. You really must be popular with the ladies.
Well, I've broken a few hearts, but gained some good friends. And you, dear sister, are you still frigid?
Yes, but pleasures of the flesh muddy the thinking.
She's right, you know. I saved myself from marriage.
Oh, come on! The football team retired her jersey. I mean, what kind of guy would marry her if she wasn't putting out?
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
There they go again.
You know those wings you've been wanting?
Yeah.
You think you can make a pair out of this guy's kidneys?
Hey, don't worry about him, Bunny. I checked into the future. By the time he's 60, his stomach is so ulcerated that... Oh, well, that's you.
sorry.
So, how was your day, honey?
Oh, wonderful. As every day since we met.
Am I the only one who can taste the bile?
Oh, by the way, dear, I didn't have a chance to finish the Christmas cookies. I had a run-in with a shoe salesman today.
There she goes. She's leaving them. No one can resist a shoe salesman.
I was only trying on shoes for a couple of hours, and he barked at me. He was a rude, smelly, uneducated little man.
Imagine a grown man selling shoes for a living. But let us remember the old adage, I lamented I had no shoes until I saw the man who sold them. Well, I'll bet you're all wondering where your presents are.
Oh, Father, you needn't get us anything.
What?
Yes. Your love and guidance all these years means more to us than any store-bought bauble.
Oh, I just love you guys so much. But, gee, this was fun. What do we do next? Go back in time to the day I should have been conceived? Watch my father invent the condom? No more time travel for me. It gives me the runs. Besides, Bundy, you're the one who wanted to see what life would be like if you'd never been born. So grin and bear it. Family, I have a little announcement. I do have a special Christmas present for everyone. I've watched you all suffer in this hovel for years, but over the years, I've been saving. And that, along with Mommy's sewing money, has allowed me to buy us a new house. A mansion, really. So how about joining me in a Wojablonski?
Wojablonski!
Oh, Norman, what a special Christmas. Let's just stand here and love each other. Kids. Oh.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love
you.
Now that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I'm sorry, Bundy. I failed you. I was supposed to show you why you should live, but I can't think of one darn reason. I'll never get my wings now. And you know what kind of woman you get in heaven driving around the 78 tunnel? The same kind of woman you get down here driving around the 78 tunnel. God, I'm depressed.
Well, that's good. Wait a second. I want to be back with my family.
Why?
Look at them. They're happy. Not a care in the world. You think I'm going to let that happen after all the grief they put me through? I want to live.
Honey, are you serious? That means I'm going to be an angel. I'm going to get my wings. I'm going to be a real angel.
But first I'm going to go take a look at my ex-wife. You really did love her, huh?
No. No, I just want to put a package of ding-dongs just out of reach of her pork five fingers. And then if she uses that 1,000-pound boat over the table, lifts up three of her chins, so she's able to put one of them into her mouth, I'm going to turn them into me. A 20-year-old Ronnie Thorpe. How do you like that, Thelma? Daddy's home for Christmas. You pig. You strut. Make it right.
You know me?
Well, of course I know you. Why do you think I didn't help you up? Come on, kids, let's go inside. Knowing your father, he'll catch pneumonia, cough on us, and we'll all get sick. Out of the way, Al.
Well, you're right.
But quick, what's more important, love or money?
Well, money, Dad, I can always rent love.
Tell me quick, what's the color of an orange?
No multiple choice? You mean just straight off the top of my head?
No, don't worry about it, Pumpkin. Peg, bake me some Christmas cookies.
Drop dead, Al.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood. You know, they raised the Christmas platter at Denny's 50 cents. So we had to go to the Spud Hut for their holiday tater feast. Thanks a lot, Al. This is the worst Christmas I've ever had.
Yeah, me too. This reek.
Just a regular orange?
I've got my family back.
Okay, Heaven, I'm back. Open up the gate. What do you mean, where's my bag? It's in my luggage. They lost my luggage.
Once again.